In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear parishioners, dear friends, happy Easter to all of you. May God bless you, and may God bless your families. Happy Easter to all of you, but especially to those of you who took part in the masses and ceremonies of Lent and Holy Week, and to those who made these observances possible. Special thought for our choir and our altar boys, and all those who help for the cleaning, flowers, and pictures. Thank you very much. Today we celebrate the central mystery of our Catholic faith. How our Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified on Good Friday, has risen from the dead. The Easter Gospels speak of it in a negative sense. The tomb is empty. The burial clothes are in a heap. You seek Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here. But then those Gospels turn more positive. He is seen by Mary Magdalene. He is seen by a couple of disciples making a trip through the countryside. And he is seen by supper time as he rejoined his apostles in the upper room, where they had locked themselves for fear of the Jews and fear of the Romans. Peace be to you. It is I. Do not be afraid. Receive the Holy Ghost, who the sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Ultimately, Jesus is seen by nearly 1,000 of people during the next 40 days prior to his ascension into heaven. The resurrection from the dead is, of course, a triumph for our Lord. It is his victory over sin and death, which had plagued mankind since the fall of Adam and Eve. It is his success over those who mocked him, over those who denied his divinity and contradicted his teaching. But it would be wrong to think of this conquest as a one-time thing, relegated to a moment in time, centuries past. Note the words of Jesus in the upper room. He has just barely said hello to the apostles when he gives them the power to forgive sins. These were his priests, ordained by him at the Last Supper, empowered to offer the same sacrifice he had just offered on the cross, empowered to dispense the graces he had procured for us. After a few brief weeks, these apostles would begin to spread the good news of Jesus throughout the world until death. They would be baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. They would be hearing confessions and forgiving sins as our Lord directed them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. they would be offering the holy sacrifice so that all the baptized could stand with our Lord at the foot of the cross, could eat the bread of life and drink the cup of salvation. They would even lay hands on other men to replace those fallen away or taken in death, to augment their number and to replace themselves when their time on earth was complete. All of this is to say that the victory of our Lord on the cross is shared by all who follow him, in whatever century, in whatever place. Dear friends, this is so good to be Catholic. In a way, it is our triumph as well as it is his. All who are baptized die with him to sin and rise out of the baptismal waters to eternal life. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved. And certainly, there is no greater reinforcement to our faith in Jesus Christ than our knowledge of his resurrection. And surely, it is a triumph over sin that we can obtain forgiveness for our sins and need not to live in slavery to the power of the devil. When we recite the creed and speak of the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, we can do so with the knowledge that Christ has already proven such a thing possible. So Easter is our feast as well. Jointly with our Lord, our triumph is today. But the story of our salvation is not yet complete. Today, we begin a new season, that of Paschaltide, which will be 50 days long, which will be complete only after we have celebrated our Lord's ascension into heaven and the descent of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. Dear friends, the 40 days of Lent are over. Hopefully, they prepared us well for this day. The penitential season is behind us. But please, let us make good use of the habits we have cultivated during that time, particularly those habits of prayer, forgiveness, sacred reading, and mass attendance, those habits of doing good and keeping the commandments. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christ has truly risen from the dead. Happy Easter. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.